Yud Beis Av Menachem Av. We're holding it now in Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis Halacha Aleph, and we're going to Halacha Ches. So we're going to come back to Elul, but in the meantime, we're going back to the regular schedule, and we're discussing today the laws of if someone is ill, a doctor, what can you use to heal yourself? So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Gemara, Kitzur quotes the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bleid Rav Yehuda, a person should always ask for Rachmi, meaning you daven every single day. Refa'inu Hashem, please heal us. So we shouldn't even become sick. Why is that? Because once we're sick, when a person is sick, then a person needs what's called a schus to be exempt, meaning in Shemaim, so to speak, they open up the books and they say, wait a minute, does this person deserve to be healed or not? And Marukva says it's actually based on the pasuk, keep on life and mimenu, meaning from the person himself that has to bring proof. So therefore, it's always better not to be in a situation, in a compromised situation, because then we have to have a merit in order to get out of that compromised situation. The Gemara even says that when a person has a headache, he should view himself as if he's in chains. And when a person's already has to get into bed, meaning he's bedridden, so he should look at himself as if he's been taken to the Gardoim. Gardoim is like the platform where they used to kill someone, where they would judge a person, capital judgment. Anyone that goes up to has capital judgment needs a lot of what's called praklitin. Praklitin are basically advocates in order to defendants in order to be able to get him out of the decree. Now, what is the greatest praklitin that we have? The defendants is tshuva and meisim tovim. And as Chazal say, a person could have 999 angels saying that he should be vindicated. He should be prosecuted. And there's one that says he should be vindicated, he's going to be saved. One malach. So this is all based on the pasuk. The idea is that the person never gives up. Even if a person, the sword can be on a person's neck, and the person can get out of that situation with tefillah. The next halacha is Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama taught anyone that has someone that's ill in his home should go to a chacham. It's very interesting. It doesn't even say to go to a tzaddik. A chacham. Chacham. Assumption is that he's also a tzaddik to some degree. But the ikka interesting is that he's a chacham and he's going to seek for compassion for the person. It's all based on the pasuk, chamas melech malachim mavis, ish chacham michaprena, that there's an ability of a chacham to be a defendant for the person that is ill. The custom is also to give charity on behalf of a person that is sick. Why is that? Because tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, ma'avirin, esroya, gzeira. Also, the custom is to daven for a person that's sick and shul. And if a person's in danger, then you could also add them to the names on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are times when we change a person's name if he's ill, because Shinu Hashem, as the Rambam explains, tears the decree of a person. The Torah gave permission for a doctor to heal, because technically speaking, we would think maybe not. Maybe if Hashem sent the decree, who are we to change it? No, it says in the pasuk, "Rapo yirape," and therefore and this now turns into an obligation. A person that is ill is not allowed to be seimech, to rely on miracles. He has to do the normal, what we call the normal medical procedures, and the things that one needs to do in order to be able to heal. Therefore, taking medicine, etc. There's a whole discussion about a person who's using more of the natural, we'll call it the natural ways. A person has to ask a shayla. Definitely something very, very important to ask a shayla before when a person's in a situation, compromised situation. And the high level a person is, unless he's shtadlus, they have to do. But as the Chavos Lavav also mentions, is that a person has to do what's the normal, generally speaking, the normal medical procedures in order to heal. A person who holds himself back from calling a doctor, Chas Hashem, is doing two things that are incorrect. First of all, he's relying on a miracle. And also, this is considered Yoran Geus. It's interesting. It's considered a horniness. That he's relying on his own righteousness, that he doesn't need to do any action. So therefore, the obligation is to get the best doctor. What's interesting also is that when it comes to a choice, if a person could get, meaning they have a choice between getting a non-Jewish person or even a Chas V'Shalom Lo Yodeh Avodah Zarah, but he's the better doctor, that's still, but Moshe held that overrides getting a religious doctor. The exception that Moshe has is when it comes to psychologists and psychiatrists, is something very Person has to be very careful when they choose a psychiatrist and a psychologist. That should be taka, someone that's Yirei Shamayim and Jewish. When it comes to anytime we're taking a doctor, we should make sure that we're turning to Hashem and looking at this person really as a shaliach, as a messenger, because at the end of the day, it's really coming from Hashem. This person is just a human being that's being a messenger to help you. The mitzvah on the doctor is also a commandment on the doctor that's an expert to heal. And this is all part of pikuach nefesh. The person holds himself back, then he's considered chas v'shalom spilling blood. And even if the person that's ill has another doctor, it doesn't matter. There's a rule. It's like a Rebbe. Not from every person, the person has a merit to heal. And maybe in a Shemayim, someone turns to a doctor, that doctor has to know that he's now the Shaliach. However, the Kitzur warns us, if a person is not an expert, he should not deal with medicine unless he's really the expert and there's no one else that's better than him. Otherwise, that's also, if someone is doing something, meaning medically, when there's someone else that's more qualified, could run into a serious problem of also spilling blood. Someone that is a chayel Hashem b'sakana, that means he's not in danger. So if he has a medical way to heal in a derech heter, meaning not using something that's forbidden, so they have to wait in order that and before he's able to see that he can't attain the permissible way. Now, so therefore, no issur, even if the nisa d'rabbanan. Happens to be that an exception to this is when it comes to using an andrew and Shabbos, for example, to cook. One who's chodesh and v'sakana is allowed to eat something from a non-Jew. We've discussed this in Nichol Shabbos, a whole discussion about the food and the utensils. But otherwise, even in Issur d'Rabbanan, one's not allowed to use for chodesh and v'sakana unless it's what's called shalo derech hana'asai. That means that he mixes something bitter or swallowing, according to the Mincha Shleime and many other chayim, swallowing a pill, even if it has maybe sometimes has like a gelatin covering, coating or something like that. So the chatchil is best to use the kosher one, but really, when, according to some achronim, a person doesn't have to delay in order to get a kosher one, since it's not the normal way of eating. Similarly, to make what's called a band-aid, that's not a problem. Even if it's something that's forbidden to enjoy, midoraisa, one's allowed to use this in what's called l'kedei chanos, I mean, in not the normal way. The exception to this is kilei akerem, something that was planted in a vineyard. Basav v'chalav. So basav v'chalav and kilei akerem are things that are forbidden to have enjoyment, even in its not natural way of enjoying. Now, this, of course, the latter one's only forbidden if it's shalavi mokum sakan. If it's a mokum sakan, those things are permitted. Now, some say the Kitzur says that only suri hanoa midrabanan are permitted to use to heal oneself, even a chodesh en v'sakana, and even if it's a normal way, as long as he's not eating and drinking the iser. Eating and drinking usually is much worse because you're eating it, you're swallowing it versus, let's say, enjoying it in an external way. And lastly, when it comes to a chayla that has sakana, he's allowed to use anything that's forbidden. Nothing stands in front of pikuach nefesh, as we know, except for avodah zarah, kiddush arayis, that means idol worship. Kiddush arayis is forbidden relations, and shvichas damim, and killing another person in order to save oneself. These things, a person has to give up their lives, yahareg v'al yavo, and therefore they're not allowed to heal in such a manner. Have a beautiful day.